This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Three.
Hey, big thank you to you guys, man. Over the last 5 years, you have raised $200,000 for Kicks for Kids. That's a big freaking deal. Basically, once again, we've teamed up with the fine folks at Mary's Place. Kids are going back to school. A lot of kids cannot afford a brand new pair of shoes. The idea, get them in new shoes. They have the confidence they need to walk the halls and get back to school. So the number this year, $20,000. If you can head to KISW.com, I'll give what you can. Some kids like Vans, Chucks, man, they probably don't like any of that anymore. Nike, I guess, maybe. I'm not up with the young kids' shoes, are you?
I mean, my kid likes Nike, but even then, it's a very specific Nike style.
And that's why Kicks for Kids is here. So the kids, they get a brand new pair of shoes. They get to call their own and pick out. Mm-hmm. So the goal is $20,000. If you could please, anytime over the weekend, head to KISW.com. If you can get $5, $20, we greatly appreciate it.
I think Chucks are bigger now than they've ever been.
Seriously.
They are.
Because, when I grew up, the hardcore, rock fans.
Sure.
Those dudes always wore them. And kind of skaters, but nobody else wore them, and we kind of didn't. I never really liked them.
Yeah.
But then, halfway through high school, man, all the brothers started wearing them too, and I was like, "Are Chucks cool now?"
Well, I noticed.
And I feel they keep going up. Like everybody wears them.
I feel like the kids that are about my kids' ages, so right anywhere from say 10 to 15, most of the people I see wearing Chucks now, they're chicks.
Correct.
The dudes are rocking Nike, they'll rock Adidas, but a lot of the girls that I see, they are absolutely rocking
Maybe
the Chucks.
I don't pay attention enough to kids' feet other than the ones
that's
that
a good thing.
The ones that are wearing Crocs.
Oh, God.
Wear Crocs.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
It is the Croc world,
bro. That is
the
one where I look down and go, man, every one of those kids has Crocs on.
My kids, they love the Crocs. All of their friends come over, they have Crocs. I mean, the Crocs have taken over.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I think they're ugly as hell.
It must be the excuse ages. So in other words,
do you wear your Crocs at the house? Do you have a pair yet?
No.
Oh, all right.
No,
sorry,
I have
another buddy. He's got a son that's the exact same age as your son.
Okay.
His son was like, "Dad, you got to get Crocs." So he got a pair, but he has a strict rule that he doesn't wear them outside the house.
Okay. That's fair.
Don't want to
so I couldn't remember if you were one of those people.
No, I don't own Crocs. I'm sure they're very comfortable. I've heard nothing but good things about them. And I'm like, look, I believe that the Croc is a well-made shoe. I believe it's comfortable. Unfortunately, I can see it. And I don't want that on my foot, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dare we go to the phones? Our question, what should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right. So, I was a lot younger, probably 21. My wife and I had a small house that was built in the 20s in Kent, and there was an old shed in the backyard. So we smoked a wheel and went out there, and we were digging through it, and I saw this bottle that had skull and crossbones on it. It said sulfuric acid on it. And my bright wisdom thought, I wonder what that smells like. So I cracked the bottle. The little vapor came out, and I took a big whiff of it. And, the immediate pain, regret, discomfort. I fell over. My wife had to pull me out of there, ask me what it was thinking. And I was like, well, clearly I wasn't, and it was not anything good other than memorable.
How long did the sensation last?
The major portion of it was probably 3 minutes of just sitting there going, what's going on? What did I do? But then after that, my sinuses and throat burned for probably the rest of the day. You know, the 4 or 5 hours of just a remembering to don't do your full first impulse.
All right. Well, I do have a question for you then. To the best of your ability, explain what sulfuric acid smells like, because it's not something I'm going to try to do myself.
The pain.
I'm going to say, so it just smells like the sensation.
I mean, does it smell like rotten eggs? I mean, sulfur has a very distinct smell to it, so it doesn't smell like that.
It immediately burned every sense that I had in my nose other than pain. So I don't recall an actual odor other than just regret. Immediately.
Now, the smell of regret.
At any moment did you think, I might need to go to the hospital?
Yes. Within minutes of it, it was, you know, she asked me, do you need to go and be the tough guy? No. Then a few minutes later, it was like, well, maybe. Let's see if it subsides. And, you know, my vision came back. And not that I lost it, but it hurt so bad, I didn't even want to open my eyes. Just the regret.
So say you went to the hospital, I am your doctor, and I asked, what happened? Are you telling me the straight up truth?
Me personally, I'm straightforward with my doctor every time, and believe there's been a lot of laughs and what the, you know, between my doctor and I over the years.
But the thing that kills me about the story is that you weren't seven, you were 21 years old.
Yes.
And wanted to figure out what sulfuric acid smells
the thing
like.
With the skull and bones on it.
That would also be a perfect time to just, I don't remember a ton from science class, but you never directly smell stuff, right?
Sulfuric acid. Yeah.
I got to ask you a question. Did you ever do any research later to find out exactly what went in your body? In other words, what is the use of this stuff? What is the practical application? Why would anyone have it? And if they did, again, what is the use?
No, but in future, you know, as life went on, I know it's for cleaning and etching concrete.
Okay.
But this was such a small, really, I mean, I'll bet the bottle was probably from the 50s. It was glass, because I wouldn't think they'd put it in plastic. But it was a glass bottle with a rusty, crusty, I mean, I struggled to get the lid off. And when I did, it looked like I let a little genie out. And I thought, ooh, smell it. It was like vapor coming from it.
Yeah, that's what I think when I see a poof of smoke go up.
Especially if it says sulfuric acid on the bottle.
Man, give me a knife into that. All right.
Well, I'm glad you survived, Brandon.
Jesus.
Yes, me too. That way I can call you guys with the story. You all have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a good weekend.
Why would that be the first thing
you
think?
I wouldn't even open it. I would not open it.
Absolutely
not. I'm not opening this.
I would just get rid of it somehow.
Exactly. What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROD.
All right, quick question. Say you find a bottle of sulfuric acid. Like I said, it's from the 50s. The lid is all rusted. You can't just throw it into regular trash. Like, who do you call? I mean, you can't take it to the dump, right? Obviously, you're not going to put it out with the trash. Like, I wouldn't even know who to call.
I find it, like, in my house?
Well, he thought, it was a shed on his property.
I mean, I would think, I don't know, call the non-emergency number?
Yeah, exactly. Call waste management or somebody, because even if you take it to a recycling dump,
no.
I doubt that they have a place. I mean, I know there's a place for paint cans and stuff, but I mean, not something that could potentially, you know.
Sulfuric acid.
Yeah.
All right. Just curious.
I'm going to give it a whiff.
Hello. I know. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, thank you, man. Positive Friday. Positive.
Yeah. So my story is about 10 years ago, but a day like this, a beautiful day, got off work, driving down the road, and I had a Jeep at the time, and the tires kind of stuck out a little bit, and I noticed this pretty janky RV, couple cars ahead of me, make like a spirited right-hand turn, and this is in Linwood on 99. They were having a lot of trouble with people, you know, homeless people living in RVs and lots of drugs at the time. And anyways, I heard this like crash, but couldn't see anything. And as I'm moving forward in heavy traffic, I see a piece of plumbing pipe and a valve laying in the gutter. And then as I continue forward, there's like this big puddle of what looks like, imagine if you dumped like a couple 5-gallon buckets full of mustard in the middle of the road. and it's a nice summer day. Like I said, my window's down and I'm just cruising. And
what color was the mustard? Was it like a Grey Poupon?
I mean, I have owned RVs and I've never seen this color come out of my RV. So it had fermented and been there for a while, if you know what I mean. But just like instant smell, and took a second when I looked down, I'm like, oh God. And thankfully I was only about 10 minutes from home, but that was like the longest 10 minutes of my life, gagging and worrying about like catching hepatitis or something.
Yeah, how much got into your car when you drove through it?
Oh, it was on my headliner. It was all over my arm. It was all over the side of the Jeep.
Was it all over your golden retriever sitting past you with a bandana around his neck?
Thankfully, it's just me.
Okay, all right.
So how do you go about? Obviously, I know you go home, you take a shower. How do you clean out the inside of your Jeep when it's liquid poop?
You know, I just sprayed it off and hoped for the best.
Was this a doors off day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, man.
Good stuff.
I'm sorry that happened.
Aren't you happy that's the only car you can take the doors off?
Yeah, that's the only one.
Yeah, it's the only one.
I'm not that redneck.
No, I'm just saying, it is.
Damn.
You know any other cars you can take the doors off and no one cares?
No, that's about it.
Yeah.
That is about it.
I mean, if I'm driving down the road, I have no doors on my car. Do I get pulled over?
Yeah. But if I'm in a Jeep, I don't,
it's
right?
Okay.
It is awesome when you got those doors off.
I know it is. What I'm saying is.
But what's
the rule?
Like, if you're a cop, I'm just, because honest to God, I think you're right, Miles. Like, if I'm in a Jeep and no doors, no one even bats an eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I drive in my sedan, there's no doors on the side, the cop's going to pull me over. And I'd be like, what's the difference? I'm hanging out with my Jeep buddy.
Sure.
Because the Jeeps are designed, the doors can come off.
I know, but what if I just took my doors off and I knew how to do it?
Right. I mean,
I guess I would think you'd get pulled over just because they're not supposed to come off.
I'm an Amazon guy.
You modified.
Okay, I'm an Amazon guy.
Yes, I've modified my car.
I'm an Amazon guy, but I'm using my own car.
Yeah.
Right? I'm an Amazon delivery driver. Now, UPS guys sometimes just leave the door open all day.
Right.
And FedEx guys leave the door open all day. I just take my driver's side door off, just one, just like a UPS driver. And this helps me get in and out of my car easier when I deliver my packages, which are all in my car.
Sure.
So if I'm driving down the street, am I going to get pulled over because I don't have a door on my driver's side of my car?
And could you make the argument like, wait a minute, man, the UPS guy that just went by, his door's wide open.
He has no door.
You can't do that on a bus.
Man, a door wide open.
Right.
FedEx guy, door wide open.
But they're making stops.
Yeah, that's right. So am I, because I'm an Amazon delivery
guy. What if I'm DoorDash? I am a DoorDash driver. It's not a Jeep. It's just my regular car.
I don't care. You guys want to get pulled over, get pulled over.
Sophie says you can't drive without a door. I said, well, can I drive without two doors like a Jeep?
Oh, there you go.
So you go ahead and take the other door off. What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Just so you know, the Humvee, the H1 Humvee, also, you can take the doors
off.
Okay. There you go.
You know what? I saw a new Hummer today. Are Hummers back?
They are. They released, is it the all-electric one, I think, maybe?
I guess
they
so. It's kind of got like a truck
redesign.
Bed.
Yeah. A little bit of a redesign. It's a good-looking vehicle.
What'd you get? Electric Hummer. Come again?
Hello, Roland. Welcome to the men's room.
Miles. Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hola.
Hey, so, yeah, I was a kid. I was about 10 years old, and I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, and down there my family is pretty big and, like, you know, barbecuing and hanging out. And we went over to my uncle's house and having a barbecue, and it's pretty much the adults are getting, you know, wasted and the kids are running havoc around the place. So
what was the what was the barbecue? Was it brisket for the most part?
Yeah, brisket, some fajitas, and, you know, carne asada, that type of stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I'm not a little guy now, so I was fed well as a kid, you know.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you ate pretty good food.
Yeah. So, but, we were just kind of messing around in the front. And, you know, around that time was about the time I was starting to get, you know, interested in girls and seeing some younger girls my age come walking around and trying to show off a little bit. So I was kind of, you know, we were playing tackle football in the front yard, and there was this fire ants. Fire ants are a big thing in Texas, obviously, and there was this fire ant hill, and I was going to be cool and jump over this fire ant hill, and as I made my attempt, I just tripped on a root of a tree and face first, dove face plant into the fire ant hill, and I'm screaming.
How fast do they start biting you?
Oh, immediately. I mean, it's immediately, and it's not like one or two, you know, it's the entire colony are on you at once. And so
they're on your face.
Bloody murder. What's that?
You said they're on your face?
Oh, they're everywhere. I mean, like, I was running full speed, so, like, tripped
ahead of time and then kind of slid in the third base, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so they just were everywhere. So I'm standing up, I'm screaming like crazy, screaming like a little girl, and my uncle comes running from the backyard to see what's going on and realizes what's happening, and the next thing I know, he turns on the water hose and he's just yelling at me to take my clothes off. So, so I took my shirt off, took my pants off, and he's like, no, get naked. I'm like, I'm not getting naked. And so he starts hosing me off. I'm there standing there in my, you know, Scooby-Doo underwear. And
so you really did impress the ladies.
These girls are standing there just staring at me, and my uncle's got drinking a Corona and, you know, laughing his ass off. So
yeah. Good time. Yeah.
How long did it take for the pain to go away?
I mean, like, the pain, it doesn't hurt for a really long time. It's kind of a short pain and hurts for just a maybe, I don't know, about an hour or so. But then what happens is those fire ant bites turn into, like, almost kind of like pimples. So you get, like, these little, like, white heads all over your body, and it's pretty nasty and disgusting, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does a fire ant bite hurt?
I mean, I've been stung by wasps. I would say fire ants are worse than being stung by, like, a wasp.
Do you know anyone's ever been bit by a scorpion? Were they in your head?
No, not me, but I did have a buddy that was bitten by a copperhead, and that was pretty nasty.
Ooh, no, I bet that was. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, we were hanging out in his garage, and he saw this little snake, like, kind of slither underneath his dryer that he had in his garage, and, like a dumbass, reached for the tail, and when he grabbed it, spun around and bit him right on the hand, and he said, I think I just got bit by a copperhead. And
he's quick.
And of course, we were having a good time, and everyone's like, nah, you're fine. And then after about, like, 20, 30 minutes, his hand started swelling really big, and like, yeah, we had to take you to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, my father's been stung by a scorpion, man. So when he was
really?
Younger, yeah, I don't know his exact age, but under 18. But he had to spend his summers with his grandparents in a place called Eagle Lake, Texas. And he's like, I hated it. It was awful, whatever. But he got stung on the face by a scorpion. It was on a washcloth. And he had rinsed his face off. If I remember this right, rinsed his face off in the bathroom sink, grabbed a towel to dry his face, and the scorpion's on there. So it stings him in the cheek, right? He's freaking out, runs down to his grandmother. As he explains it, and it was from a kid point of view, he saw that it was a scorpion, freaked mm-hmm. him out. He's like, I need to go to the hospital. She's like, Robert, you don't need to go to no hospital. Just hold on. And he swears this, man. She just grabbed some leaves or whatever, like chewed it up, spit it in a cup, mashed his crap on his face. And he's like, the pain went away. The swelling went down. I mean, it didn't happen that
right,
fast,
yeah.
But, you know, within 15, mm-hmm. 20 minutes. I'm like,
probably like aloe or, you know, like agave or something.
Something. But, like, she knew what to do. She was like, just relax. Stop acting like a bitch.
What's
just a scorpion sting to the face.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm pretty sure she didn't actually say that last part. I'm kind of ad-libbing there. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So this is a little bit of a different spin on the question, but I'm visually impaired, and so... One time I was at the gym going over to use one of the machines, and I saw the gray metal of the machine, so I reached down to kind of, you know, try to adjust, feel whatever the weight's on there and whatnot. And as soon as I grabbed onto it, I went, that's somebody's leg. that is an ankle. Turns out it was just a guy, you know, wearing gray sweatpants using the machine, so when the vision grabbed on, I went, oh! My bad, buddy.
What is his response to that? Had to be really weird for him, man.
Oh, it was awkward. He turned around and he was kind of like, what's up? And, you know, I just immediately started, you know, sorry, you know, I can't see, you know, I'm visually impaired, blah, blah, blah. And the bad part is, though, you know, so I do have a little bit of vision and I have the gym all memorized, so I get around pretty well. But after that, I didn't want him thinking I was a creep, so I kind of had to act extra blind.
Extra blind. What?
Yeah, just make sure I tripped over some stuff.
What's the worst thing you put your hand in before? Just, you know, just trying to get around.
I don't even know. I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, you know, not knowing or, you know, not knowing, you know, what bathroom is what or just, you know, yeah.
How do you know when to stop wiping?
I knew that question was coming. I mean, you could just tell. I mean, you just,
all right, okay.
You know, close your eyes next time, and you know, you can,
I'm going to try this.
I guess the friction.
Yeah, but
I was
going to
say, is it just viscosity?
You just keep wiping and wiping and wiping.
Yeah, it's like, how is this still coming stuff from?
I can't figure this out.
Yeah, it's when it stops feeling like you're, you know, wiping up spilled peanut butter and starts feeling.
Okay,
you start feeling skin. All right.
I don't know if I trust myself.
Man, that's a, that is a weird
I don't
moment.
Think I can just pull up my pants and walk away. I'd be like, ah, no.
So if you try this with your eyes closed.
I'm just not looking.
Okay.
Just not looking.
You got to just throw it in the toilet, flush, pull up your pants and leave, though, man.
Yeah.
You have to have faith.
Yeah.
Then there's no point. Look, if you're going to do it, don't even look at your toilet paper. Just drop it when you think you're done.
That's it.
Just you drop it in the toilet.
Away.
Right.
You,
pull up your pants and
you
leave.
You can't even know.
You'll know within 20 minutes.
You can't look in the water.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Wipe your ass with your eyes closed. Trust yourself. Don't look.
And then,
sit down.
Then go out to dinner.
Yeah. That's the challenge.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
I'll do yourself a favor. Check out the program on the Odyssey app. You listen for 1 hour. And you're entered to win your share of $100,000 cash. Hey, we love you listening on the car radio. If you got your Bluetooth, though, you can listen on the phone. Listen for 1 hour on the app. And basically, you're entered to win. That's all weekend long. That's every single day. Anytime you listen.
Yeah.
So just get that 1 hour in, and you'll be entered to win. On our question, what should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas?
Hola!
How's it going?
Doing great. Are you okay?
Rory, how are you doing, dude? You okay?
Excuse me.
Yeah, man, it's all good, man. That was hot.
You guys got me so excited, I choked. First things first, Ted, did I see you at the Shed Fest down in Sandwood here a couple weeks back?
I was not at Shed Fest. I was at the Loud and Local Fest.
Oh, yeah, same night. Right on. I thought it was you. The guy was charging my dab pen for me.
Oh. All right. I'll charge your dab pen.
Solid move.
Yeah. And he had a KSW shirt on and stuff. But anyways, so the other thing is I got to switch it up a little bit. So there was back in 91, my roommate, he had this girlfriend from Idaho, right? And she had some friends and had some teenage kids that wanted to come to Seattle as the grunge is going on, you know, and they want to go to a laser show. Yeah, sure, bring them down. So me and my girlfriend, we're like, yeah, we'll run them around town. We go down to the laser show. The only laser show they were doing that night was Laser Depeche Mode. Dude. Oh, ouch. So I powered through it, but we had got them some mushrooms. Right? These kids from Idaho.
Right.
We get them some mushrooms, and they're like these long ones, right? So we get done with Laser Depeche Mode. The mushrooms are like, I don't know. And then we end up down at Gasworks Park, dude, and it's dark, and these kids from Idaho are like digging through this bag of mushrooms. And the one kid goes, oh, I dropped some. Hold on. And the way they were eating them, because they chewed tobacco, right? So they just put them in chicken gum, right?
All right.
Kid looks down with his lighter. Picked up, well, there was duck poop everywhere.
Oh,
that whole thing was littered, and it looked just like mushrooms, dude. And I'm like, dude, he's got it between his teeth and gum like he's chewing on a mushroom. No, dude, that's duck poop from Gasworks Park, baby.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah,
that's true story, man.
No, I believe you. What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's one from the text. It says, I made the mistake of letting my tarantula crawl in my mouth, but I didn't know that when tarantulas walk, they leave little hairs everywhere as a defense mechanism, so I had little tarantula hairs all over my tongue.
Hmm.
Don't put a tarantula in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's just my advice. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing great, Fred. It's Positive Friday.
Absolutely. I'm off work.
How good for you?
People just calling in to brag they're off work to us.
No. Man, oh man.
We're not.
Yeah, but I go to work at 4:30 in the morning. So
I don't. Okay. I wouldn't trade you.
Yeah. Enjoy your afternoon.
Yeah, right.
So, don't ever play with muriatic acid, especially when you're a preteen.
What kind of acid?
Muriatic.
What is muriatic acid?
The type you put in a pool.
Ah, okay. All right.
Okay. It eats like all the algae and stuff, but my dad, we used to watch my dad put it in. I think I was about 9, 10 years old. And he said, never touch this. It had skull and crossbones on it and all that good stuff. But, you know, being curious, 9 and 10 years old, and you know, brother, we poured some in a little glass ashtray and we threw a nickel in it and it started fizzing and melting and it ate all the etching off the nickel. And my brother dared me. He's like, well, what if you put your finger in? What do you think it would do? And I was like, I don't know. So he made me put my index and middle finger in the ashtray. And I'm 54 now. This happened, I don't know, 45 years ago, 44. I still do not have fingerprints on my fingers.
Oh, damn.
So how much did it burn all of your skin off, essentially?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it literally bled a couple days later, but because all the skin kept peeling off.
How long did it take for you to recognize that the acid was eating away? Was it instant?
Not instantaneous, but I'd say about 10 seconds or so.
All right. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, we hid it from my parents for weeks.
Now, what did they say when they finally saw your fingers?
My dad probably called me a DeMoss.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
And mom said I was stupid. But
did you guys own a pool?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we had.
Okay. Just making sure.
And Dad always did the chemicals in the pools, like chlorine and the muriatic acid and stuff. And
right. Yep.
But okay. You know, he always told us don't touch it, but see, it's called crossbones when you're a child, and yeah, you kind of want to touch it.
You're right. I mean, as a kid, skull and crossbones, one, they look cool. You're associated with pirates. Yeah, and
we also knew Mr. Yuck.
Right. See, that's the thing. Mr. Yuck, I said, all right, I'm not messing with this. The skull and crossbones, it just looked cool, like you saw in cartoons.
Yeah, but it ain't a pirate ship.
I know, but it's still cool. Okay. You know, just saying as a kid, as an adult.
I did not have that trigger mechanism.
Really?
No, I did not either. I knew what was dangerous, and that was just out and about. Now, if something had that on it, that's absolutely off limits.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mr. Before, Yuck helped a lot.
I would not touch something that has a skull. But like he said, when they dumped it into glass ashtray, mm-hmm. I would at least do that. I would empty the contents into something that I believe could hold it. Would I drink it? No. Would I stick my fingers in it? No. Would I try to smell it when it says sulfuric acid? No. But for some reason, I'd want to, quote unquote, let the genie out of the bottle.
I mean, the only one that ever had an allure to me was antifreeze.
What? Really?
Because it looks like lemon-lime Gatorade.
Do you have to convince yourself not to drink it?
And it's sweet.
I never drank it.
That's why animals eat it and die, because it has a sweet flavor to it. I don't know why antifreeze needs to taste sweet. You'd think that they maybe could change that formula to some degree, but there's some element in there that has that product.
I mean, Tide Pods look like Aquafresh and a pouch, right? That one I think you change because it's children eating these things, but they look delicious. I mean, let's face it. If you saw candy that looked like a Tide Pod, I'm like, I'll give it a try.
The blue squirt in your mouth?
Yeah.
I don't know. And we always had, I don't know if it says about the cars or back then, but there was always just a giant jug of antifreeze.
Always.
Or that was like clear. That was in the trunk. And it, you know, like I'm with Miles. Underneath the sink was all the Mr. Yuck stuff. That never interests me.
Yeah.
Always feel like, I don't know, man. It looks like Gatorade.
But if it's in the garage, it's a plus. It's stuff like gasoline. It smells good. You know, your parents would tell you, like, hey, don't take the lid off the gasoline. But we'd open it, get a few whiffs. Don't sniff your Sharpies. What the teachers back in the day, when you used to get Dittos, remember those?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a Ditto machine. Basically, it was like a copying machine, right? But the print was purple. But the thing is, a lot of times when you had a quiz or a test, the teachers would print this up, like, in the classroom. And it was always, you know, you hand the stack to the kid in front of the row and they hand it back. And the teacher, don't sniff the Dittos. And, I mean, it's 30 kids with papers.
There's a famous scene in The Breakfast Club where every kid picks it up and just puts it right in their face.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, I forget how old I was. Somehow I acquired a hatchet. I don't know if I found it in, like, my grandparents' house or something.
Okay. About how old were you?
10.
All right.
But that was not good. I would just try to whack everything I could. And I remember I had an aerosol can. I was in the backyard. Oh. My brother's like, what are you doing? I'm like, says don't puncture. So I'm going to cut it in half. And he's like, Jesus Christ, give me that hatchet.
You're giving me grief about the fact that the skull and crossbones, and I'm a kid, and I'm going like, there's something interesting in there. But it says do not puncture. I mean, these are words, bro. This isn't even like a warning drawing.
Right, but
we are telling you
I was
going to
chop it, not puncture it.
Oh, splitting hairs there. I see. Yeah.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-RUN.
There goes old hatchet, man.
Hello, babe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, hola.
Hola.
Babe. What's up, babe?
How's it doing, fellas?
Doing well, man. Positive Friday.
Positive.
Uh-oh, babe.
And babe, you're
babe.
Your phone's breaking up.
Are you there?
Babe.
And babe's gone.
Don't leave me,
he's
babe.
Gone.
Yeah, okay. Babe.
Call back, babe. What should you never have touched or come into contact with? 206-803-RON.
For those of you that don't know, years ago, we worked with this guy named John Boucher. And it did not matter who he spoke to, male, female, child, adult, his grandmother, his parents, everyone was babe. Everyone. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I see, that's why we can't, we cannot help it. Babe. Babe. Oh, come on, babe. Babe.
Then,
never
we,
that,
then
babe.
We moved here, and there was a sales manager named Ron.
Ronnie.
He just picked up babe. The he picked up the torch.
Babe.
Babe. Babe.
Oh, babe.
Babe. Babe. We got to go. Babe, you got to go there and get the fish and chips, babe.
Hello, Roger. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
Yeah, in 1982, I turned 21, and that summer, my Army buddies took me to Phoenix. And, of course, so I could drink legally in Phoenix. And they thought it would be cute, and they bought me a hooker. And
that is cute, isn't it?
It's cute.
Well, so yeah, cute. It was fun at the time until a couple of days later I realized that I got a case of gonorrhea from her.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say you touched a cactus. So right. Maybe, you know.
Nope, got gonorrhea from a in Phoenix.
Tarantula or I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. It took a while to get rid of it.
How long did it take to get rid of it?
I'd say I quit noticing it was there about 6 months later.
6 months.
Wow.
So dude. Did you take a Z-Pack? Did you take a, any type of serious drugs or get a shot?
This is 1982. I got a couple shots and just abstained from sex.
And you abstained from sex?
Yes, yes. Okay. That's very important as well.
I did as well as a teenager.
Abstained from sex?
Yep.
I was so good at that.
Yeah, I was just abstaining.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing, ladies. I'm abstaining.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-RON.
All right, I think we have Babe back. Hello, Babe. Welcome back to the men's room.
So much for technology, fellas.
Yeah,
Babe.
Bluetooth is off. I got the story. Grew up on a farm out by Newport, Spokane area, 40 acres. And my dad was a 4-year Marine, and he was a hard nose. So we had a feral cat, mama cat, and she had like 2 or 3 litters a year, and we ended up with 30, 40 cats running around on the property, and it was getting out of control. So we had to get rid of mama kitty. And so my brother and I came up with a plan on this rambler house we grew up on. In the middle was a glass slider that led out to the back porch where she would starve during the winter because it was cold then, back then and still. So we opened the door and put some bologna and milk in the dining room area, and she reluctantly came in, and as soon as she did, we used a pool cue and slammed the door shut, and she freaked out and kept running into the glass door like 5 or 6 times, just cracking it. And finally, after she was probably concussed, did a big loop around, ran to the utility room, and crawled underneath the stand-up freezer that had no kick plate on the bottom. And so we're like, dad, mama kitty's in the house. And so my dad comes down, puts a glove on his left hand, and proceeds to take his left hand and tips the freezer over about 45 degrees and then reaches down with his ungloved hand to grab the cat. Well, mama kitty was in there going, that mean, I'm pissed off cat kind of attitude. And she bit almost his whole ring finger off from the first knuckle off. And so his hand came back out really quick. And being on a farm, we had a bunch of baling twine everywhere. So he grabbed a full loop of baling twine and did a hose knot on it and looped it around the cat and then unloaded his pistol to take care of kitty. And my friend who was there said, Jesus Christ. And my dad, who didn't allow us to swear at all, if we said fart or crap, we were in trouble. And he looked at my friend, who then realized he was next, and he took off running. So my dad had to go to the hospital. He gets there, and the doctor says, do you have the cat so we can tell if it has rabies? And my dad says, well, the cat's feral. I don't know where the cat is. It's in the bottom of the ash pile on the burn pit that we have, and I don't have the cat. And so he proceeded to get rabies shots for the next 10 days.
Oh, and those aren't fun.
No.
Yeah.
So when you say, because I'm listening to your story, and you said, we had to get rid of Mama Cat, but you and your buddy came up with a plan, right? Or you and your brother came up with a plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does that mean your dad did not know that you guys had planned to get rid of Mama Cat?
I think he gave us the green light to take care of Mama Kitty. There was a time when all the neighbors would come over, and we would do it in the yard with the 20 feral little cats running around, and we would all say, I got the calico, I got the gray one, I got the black one, and on the count of three, we would all unload around and take care of a lot of the cats in one fell swoop, but we can't do that in the house, obviously.
Obviously, you can't do that. You're right. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay.
So,
you shouldn't.
Do you like cats or do you not like cats as an adult?
I'm a dog person.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Don't need to.
I bet you are.
Please spay and neuter your pets. What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
All right. So I'm a semi-truck driver, and I drive tanker. And we move all of the dirty water that filters down through the landfill. And the water goes to a treatment center and gets cleaned up, and then it gets trucked off to another location, and they use it for sewer runoff water. So the water that we're moving isn't even good enough to be sewer runoff water when we load it.
Damn.
And so last summer, it was like mid-July, so it's really hot, and I'd been working all day long. Had a little bit of a brain fart and didn't follow procedure as far as putting the load hose into my tank before hitting the pump on. And so you have to man the hose when you're loading your tank up. And I get down onto the platform and I'm standing there by the hose. And then that's when it hits me that I had already turned the pump on. And so I rush up there. I hit the e-stop, but it had already started going everywhere. And now I got to grab this hose filled with this dirty water and put it in the tanker. And I got covered in this disgusting brown, smelly water. It's called leachate. And not a pleasant experience.
Do you have to throw all your clothes away at that point?
So I washed them three or four times and it was fine. But like having to work the rest of the day, like by the time I got into my car, like, I'm sticky and, like the worst funk that you can imagine.
You don't get to go home in that instance?
No. So technically, it's not considered hazmat. It's just really gross. But yeah, like, I mean, who knows what's buried out at the landfill? But yeah, you know, I didn't grow a third eye or I don't have any extra limbs that are forming.
You didn't
or anything
get a
like
sky
that,
or anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah. Like, Just not a pleasant experience, and definitely enough to remind you to remember procedure when you're at the load station.
Sounds like it.
Good God, man.
What should you have never come in contact with or touched? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say this, and Miles, you and I had this conversation, just being parents. I said, you know, there was a time in my life where if you had said, look, you're going to be covered in other people's urine, feces, blood, vomit, pus, etc. So there's no way.
And it's going to cost you a fortune, whether it's
and
a
you're
pet
gonna,
or
you're going to pay
child.
For this, right? Then
a
you
pet
have
or
kids,
a child.
And it's like you go to a restaurant. Someone's like, "Sir, I think there's mustard on your shirt." It's like it's not mustard; it's poop, and I don't care. Right? I mean, seriously, your kids end up breaking you at some point. I've had puke in my beard, and I'm like, I don't care. There's a pee stain on my leg. I don't care. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. That is a fact. Ted versus the FCC is coming up, and we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.